Nancy Stephenson. I feel really positive about voting today. It's a very important vote. I'm 66 years old, and I think I was probably in my 50s before I realized the importance of down ballot voting, and especially things like in this community, county commissioner, things like that. I think it's super, super important, and we're going to make progress. I've been in Jackson for 12 years. Prior to that, I've all over the place. My occupation, I'm an author. I write books for young teens, and I also work for Offscore Theater Company.
And were there any particular issues or candidates that brought you out today?
Absolutely. Natalia Macker. Yep, I really want her to be able to stay. She's working really hard on things that are very important to me, one of them being women's rights, child care. I was a single mom when my kids were young. I was a single mom and really would have benefited from having somebody like her fighting for child care costs, things like that, making it a possibility for people like me to actually work and have a job and have my children safe. And also affordable housing. It's huge, huge, huge to me.
It's Chuck Harris. Been here 45 years, mostly in the medical field. Ran a medical clinic up in Grand Teton Park and worked out at that clinic at the base of the ski hill and was part of emergent care and the hospital and the air ambulance. And it's been home for a long time.
How do you feel about how voting went today?
I feel like I'm constrained a little bit. I'm registered as Republican. I didn't get around to changing my registration before May 15th. That goofy new law kept me from voting for Democrats today. And normally I could switch parties at the election station, and I can't today, so I didn't have much to vote on. I knew that it was coming up. I was just poor planning in early May before anybody had actually announced, and I think it's a goofy law to restrict that.
Yeah, Nico McGee.
And what's your occupation and where are you from?
I'm from Jackson. I'm just about to leave for college, so currently no occupation.
How do you feel about voting today?
It's my first time, so it's exciting for sure. Yeah.
So were there any particular candidates or issues that brought you out?
More just feeling like the responsibility of voting, not necessarily local candidates, more for like the general election. I feel a little bit more polarized, I guess. But yeah, nothing too serious for the county.
Is there anything you're specifically looking in the larger elections, if that's what you're focused on?
Yeah, I'd say just trying to maintain like consistency in politics, not just ruining then, or not just changing everything every term. So, making sure that I'm voting for a candidate that's gonna maybe look at the bigger picture, not just the now, and look at everything less selfishly. Yeah.
Olivia Coldenhoven. I manage a clothing store in town, Tara. I grew up in Cleveland, but I lived in Jackson for 13 years and just live right in town, not far away. I always vote, and I'm very passionate about this town, and I think it's very important to pick the right leaders. And so, yeah, I vote every time. I have grown my family here. I still am not able to afford a home here. We rent. And we have just it's always been very challenging for us. And we eventually will probably move over to Victor, which is still not as affordable as it should. But just over the years, I mean, we're kind of getting pushed out here. And I've worked here. My husband's worked here. He's been here almost 15 years, and we've really put our heart and soul into this town, and we cannot live here full time. I would love for my daughter to go to school here. The school district is amazing, but I don't think that's ever going to happen, unfortunately. So it's important.
My name is Lynette. My last name is Perry. I'm originally from Utah. You know, I'm really disappointed because I'm not affiliated and they wouldn't let me vote. Apparently, I was supposed to let them know back in May if I was going to join a party, which is something I don't do right now. But apparently, if I'm not affiliated and I don't pick a side, I don't get to vote. I find that very odd and disappointing, actually. I think it takes time to research and see what people are going to do. And when it takes that long to figure out what's going on, I missed a deadline, so I don't get to vote. And my vote doesn't count. So we don't get a voice if we don't take a side. What if we don't like the way either side behaves sometimes? What if that's the case? So we just want to pick certain people, and they don't let us do that. We can't pick according to the people. We have to pick according to the party. But that's a little what if there are good people on both sides?